It is a Thursday morning with Darren, Kerry, and Sky here on East Coast Radio, and you know what that means. It's Consumer Watch time with Wendy Nola.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. Good to be with you in this very traumatic week.
Am I insured? Will insurance cover me?
Yes.
That's the question.
Okay, so I was a little bit worried because I happened to look at the issue of Sasria, which most of us who have insurance on our cars and homes will have heard this term and seen it in our policy documents, because of course we all read our policy documents all the time. It stands for South African Special Risks Insurance Association. It's actually a government organization, and before anyone grows, they are financially sound. I spoke to the CEO, Cedric Masondo, on Monday when I first started thinking about the insurance angle, as I would be in Consumer Watch. And he said, I don't take offense if people are worried about our liquidity, but in a government organization, but he says we've got three times more reserves that we would need to cover this. It would be the biggest event ever, a single event that they would need to cover. He's just looking, you know, at TV, like the rest of us, he estimates anything between 3.5 to 7 billion rand. Yeah. They've already had claims for 100 million come through, and that was just for Saturday, the truck burning and sporadic incidents on that day, Saturday. But, of course, the big claims came Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and ongoing. So that's that. Some people on Twitter have been saying, oh, they heard on radio that Sasria is weaseling out of it, and they're making a distinction between protesting and rioting. That's not the case. Cedric Masondo just told me that these claims will be honored, because on the website, Sasria's website, and this is what worried me in the beginning before I engaged with Sasria directly, it says Sasria cover excludes theft. Looting is not a standalone Sasria peril and will only be considered as a valid claim in terms of Sasria if it occurs during an active Sasria peril for which Sasria accepts liability. So they have accepted liability. They're saying it's a civil commotion, and so they accept it. So, you know, what happens is you don't deal directly with Sasria as a consumer. It comes, especially on, you know, as you take out a policy on a new car while it's still being financed, it's automatic. If you bought an older car that didn't have its manufacturer's warranty, there's a chance you don't have it. So just check. You can take out any time. There's no waiting period. So I would certainly do that. Yeah. So if it's a Sasria claim, what happens is your insurance company acts as an intermediary. They send it on to Sasria, and Sasria processes, and then your insurer will inform you. It's the same payout as it would be if it was a normal non-Sasria event. So if your car got damaged by hail, for example, and whatever payout you would get it. One big important difference is that there's no excess payments with Sasria. So that's a good thing.
So this is good news. Are you saying that Wendy Nola Consumer Watch has got great news for all those affected by looters, rioters, whatever you want to call them?
Yes. So when these individual cases come up, often Sasria will kind of, there's a bit of a debate and a bit of a negotiation around whether it is a Sasria event or not, which is why I was worried in the beginning, because I thought, you know, it's very common knowledge now that there's a very large element of pure criminality. So, you know, are they going to cover it or not? But yes, they are. They're seeing it as part of civil commotion, which is broadly covered by Sasria. And so it just means that it goes through your insurance company to Sasria. They deal with it and pay out via the insurance company. This case I covered 2 weeks ago, of a woman who got stoned, her car got stoned rather, and her insurance company said, no, it's not our problem. It's a Sasria case because there were 8 other incidents in the same 24-hour period. There were, a lot of feedback from consumers and people in the industry saying Sasria is processing claims really slowly. There's a problem. There's an admin problem there. So I raised that with Cedric Masondo, the MD of Sasria, and he said, yes, absolutely, we did have a problem, but we're on top of it now, luckily. He said they put, including some of the measures they took, included putting in a new system, IT system, in November of last year. And he said, so I said, okay, Cedric, so what are we looking at here? Or what's the best case scenario? How quickly will these claims be paid out? And he said, because there's not going to be any time spent debating whether this is a SASRI event or not, it'll be much quicker in uncomplicated cases where all the information is to hand. It would be a week, but obviously that's for a personal claim. So a big building going up, it's not going to be done in a week. As I said, there's no excess payment, which is a good thing. If you don't have cover, you can take it out immediately without a waiting period. But it remains to be seen how the admin copes. They say that they have created a dedicated team that all these cases will go to. And he also did warn, though, that, you know, he's going to say everyone is going to claim that they had the biggest, latest, greatest flat screen TV or something like that, you know, if it's a household content claim or whatever. He said, so you must have, this goes to businesses as well who lost these things. They will want to see proof. So if you're a consumer, find your receipt, that sort of thing, because there will inevitably be quite a high proportion of fraudulent claims. So you do expect to be able to prove that you own the thing that you're claiming lots on.
So in wrapping up, Wendy, I have to say to you that when I saw industries and warehouses and retail outlets being raided without the people there, no real threat to life, I did kind of think to myself, okay, whatever's going on here, there's an insurance claim here. People will be relatively relatively well looked after, those who at least had insurance. I think why people are getting really, really nervous now is that once the malls are empty and that the distribution centers are empty, I think a lot of people are really, really afraid that there's going to be a movement in towards the suburbs and where people live. I don't know how this is a consumer question, but it's...
No, I was about to say, I don't want to stoke any fears, but what I will say is now would be a good time to check your insurance policy. And do realize, and I was a victim of this myself many years ago, that if you are underinsured for your household contents, you will be paid... penalized, for want of a better word, by the same amount. So if an assessor comes in and says, well, you were 30 or 50% underinsured, so the value that you have in your policy is not, it's replacement value, remember. If you had to go out and replace, then your payout will be 30 to 50% lower as a result. So that would be a very good time. It actually is quite a consumer question, Darren, I have to hand it to you. Would be a very good time not to you know, be fear-mongering, but just make sure that you are protected and that your policy is accurate. Make a call to your insurer if it's not.
Yeah, because we were discussing that as well. We are obviously insured for home and contents, and we had this discussion, and I sort of won out the discussion. I'm like, if people are here and they're desperate enough and angry enough and they're shaking down your security gates, just leave. It's only stuff. It's not your life, you know?
Yeah. Exactly, with your animals.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to know, and good news all around. So I think this we could label this as a good news consumer watch with Wendy Nola. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren. It's all relative.
Yeah, we need it. We'll take any little bit of good news. We'll put a big good news stamp on that.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Wendy.